The Lord may help this evening. We turn again to Psalm 115, the part of verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Psalm 115, first two clauses in verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Said this afternoon how well it is when we are enabled to pause, as it were, in our pilgrimage to consider of what the Lord hath done for us, saying that each of us, whatever our age or case, have much to be thankful for in what the Lord has done for us, even providentially. But how well if we can praise of that which the Lord has done for us spiritually. How he hath been mindful of us, his love to us, set upon us before the world began. His love to us when we knew not him, when we were dead in trespasses and sins, yet, my friends, his love toward his people ever the same. What a mercy if the Lord has dealt with us and opened our eyes and enabled us to look back and to trace but a little of his wonderful dealings with us. I say that, friends, with reverence, for it is but a little that we shall trace. My friends, who can comprehend the depth, the wisdom of God? Why, at times, how we stand in amazement, a right amazement, the way in which the Lord has led us, the things which he has done for us. And oft times we prove this, he has done for us more than we have asked or even thought. As we would trace the Lord's beginnings, even with us, were they as we asked? Were they what we thought of? Friends, our desire by nature was to have our fill of this time's day. But oh, if the Lord in his mercy hedged up that way, there may have been kickings, there may have been rebellion. But my friends, we proved, did we not, it was hard to kick against the prince. He hath been mindful of us. In that psalm which we read together this afternoon, the psalmist exhorts his soul to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Friend, have you ever come thus to reason with your soul? David oft times did. And I believe that the Lord's people over the ages of time have been thankful for that which is left on record of how the psalmist from time to time reason with his soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Another time when he would desire to speak of what the Lord had done, of how the Lord had been mindful of him. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Now friends, while it is right to acknowledge what the Lord has done for us in providence, what has he done for our soul? And every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. What has he done for your soul, friends? I know that some of you here in this little company tonight can say, he plucked me as a brand from hell. You ever been upon your knees there to thank God for it? Some of you have. And I would to God that all might be brought to that place. The Lord would so work in you and for you, you should be brought even to thank him for what he has done. Forget not all his benefits. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. What a truth, friend. And what a mercy this. For friends, if he should forgive some of your iniquities, if he should forgive most of your iniquities, you'd come short at last. For we must know the forgiveness of all our sin. My friend, one sin, unpardoned, will banish a soul from heaven at last. The psalmist was brought to say, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Oh, he hath been mindful of us. Can you go back to the place where the Lord thus gave it to you, made it over to you? Thy sins and thine iniquities will I remember no more. Oh, my friend, what a season that was. Now if I search to find my sin can ne'er be found. Why? For those sins were forever put away. And behind his back, he'll remember them no more. Forgiveth all thine iniquity. My friend, where was the sins of his people put away at Calvary? Oh, to realize this, you'll know a little of that which one of the poets sings. Here it is, I find my heaven. While upon the Lamb I gaze, love I much, I'm much forgiven, I'm a miracle of grace. Oh, he hath been mindful of us. My friend, what a place that is to come to. I believe the Lord's people do come there by precious faith, even to Calvary. They shall look on him. They shall see him there. A man, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide. Oh, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? The Lord hath been mindful of us. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, soul diseases, friends, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, the life of the soul from eternal destruction, is redeemed. Not by corruptible things, but by the precious blood of Christ. Redeemed by Jesus' blood, redeemed. His beauties call to trace. No angel can be more esteemed than sinners saved by grace. He hath been mindful of us. Oh, how mindful, my friends, I would say it with reverence, was he there when he bore all that he did bear for the whole election of grace. My friend, can you enter a little into what that load was? How great must have been that burden, that load of all, when only mine so great. It was laid upon him to redeem thy life from destruction, from eternal destruction. He hath been mindful of us. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Well, friends, so David experienced it, as that psalm is attributed to David. What do you know of these things? What do I know of them? David, with a good religion, a right religion, but my friend, you'll never go to heaven upon the religion of another. You'll never go to heaven, my friend, on the religion of your partner, not alone. You may desire, and God grant it so, if that partner have a right religion, you want a like portion. But my friends, you can't go on the religion of another. There'll be a standing alone. To sing in the Sabbath school, not a father, nor a mother, nor the holiest of men, not a sister or a brother can afford me refuge then. Oh, we want to be right, don't we? We must be right, friends. We want a God-given religion. We want a Holy Ghost religion. We said this afternoon of those who desired a religion to live by and a religion to die by. The Lord hath been mindful of us. I believe some can bear witness of it this night, that the Lord has given you such a religion. Not been one of your choosing, has it? It's not been one that has gone along with your flesh. Now, the Apostle Paul at one time thought he had a right religion. He tells the Philippian church that if any had ought to boast in, he had the more. But my friends, he had to come away from it all, to leave it all. See, friend, he'd not been following God in the footsteps of his master, had he? When he had been taught realities, we find him in that second chapter to the Philippians, where he sought to be following on the way that the Lord had gone before, who humbled himself. He humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And this one, this learned man, and let us face it, the apostle was a learned man. He had sat at the feet of Gamaliel. It was a great teaching in his day, wasn't it? And after all that the Lord had taught him and shown him, we find him given expression to such words as these, that I may know him. The power of his resurrection. Fellowship with his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. Oh, my friend, that's not the words of nature. It's the language, the real language of a soul taught by the Spirit, that I may know him. And that one who can say that the Lord hath been mindful of us, I believe that to be his language. The apostle could look back of how the Lord watched over him and the Lord's gracious dealings with him, even as he dealt with him suddenly on that road to Damascus. That, my friends, according to the sovereign will of God, not all are led in the same paths. All in that measure which the Lord sees fit are taught the same truths, but the way in which the Lord leads one and another is according to his sovereign will. See in the word of God of some whom the Lord led gently along. Maybe one whom the Lord is leading gently tonight. A Lydia. A Ruth. There may be one like Timothy who's known the scriptures from his youth up. The Lord is leading and instructing in those ways. But with others it may indeed be a sudden work. But each are brought to that point where they will own that the Lord hath been mindful of us. We must pass on. The Lord hath been mindful of us. I believe this can be and is at times the language of the church here below. The Lord hath been mindful of us. I believe it can and is the language of you who gather here at Ebenezer, Old Hill. The Lord hath been mindful of us. How he has blessed his own word in your midst. How he has blessed the labours of his servant in this place. And does not this evidence that there are amongst you then a praying people? Friend, weary not in the exercise. It is possible to become weary and to faint in that exercise, for were it not possible, what need for the Lord to say that men ought always to pray and not to faint? My friend, the Lord Jesus never spoke a word unnecessarily. But I believe it is an exercise with the Lord's people from time to time. They do become so hard and cold in prayer. It seems a form. Some of you brethren realize it at the prayer meetings at times. Prayer a burden to you instead of a blessed exercise. Our friend, and it is so in the pulpit from time to time. Bless God, there are those seasons when there is a felt nearness, sweet access to a throne of grace, but at times the hardness, the coldness, the barrenness. Should I grieve for what I feel if I did not love at all? The Lord hath been mindful of us. And I would that others who represent here tonight are the causes of truth, that you may say it. The word is set before you. The Lord hath been mindful of us. My friends, do you know what it is to pray for the Lord's servants? I don't say just a mere form of words, but do you know what it is to turn aside from busy scenes, lawful cares and duties of the day, and to pray for the Lord's servants or any case that the Lord may lay upon your mind? My friend, he is not confined to spots and to places. Remember one dear mother in Israel telling some years ago now of a case that the Lord laid upon her mind. For 30 odd years, I believe it was, did she from time to time plead with the Lord in this particular matter. And on one Monday morning, having completed the morning's wash, she was down on her knees cleaning the drain. And in that posture, the exercise of this particular matter came upon her again, and again she pleaded with the Lord, and the answer was given there. And that drain, she engaged in a menial task that's been a Bethel to her many a time since. She's gone back to it. Ah, friend, you'll go back to your Bethel. Jacob did. There was his stone raised up. The Lord hath been mindful of it. Oh, I would bless God that there are answers given to those prayers in the prayer meetings. My friend, despise not the prayer meetings. Oh, we oft times hear that expression as we go from place to place. It's only a prayer meeting. Would to God it were. Only a prayer meeting where sinners may draw near to God and God draw near to them. Only a prayer meeting. Some of you can say the Lord hath been mindful of us there. Why? They were places to be remembered. He hath been mindful of us. My friends, despise not the hour of prayer. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Lord hath been mindful of us. We must pass to the other point just briefly. He will bless us. See, there is a looking back. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath brought thee. But there's a looking forward. One of our poets speaks of it, doesn't he? The sweetness in looking back, but sweet to look forward. And behold, eternal joy is my own. There is a looking forward. He will bless us. Yes, there is a looking forward to it, even while here below, that the Lord will bless us. It may have been in his sovereignty that he has given a word to one and another concerning even his earthly courts, that he will bless you there. Well, my friend, this won't lessen the exercise of prayer. Child of God will never sit back and say, well, the Lord has said so, now I can leave it. No, rather he'll come pleading the word like this, but Lord, thou hast said. He will bless us. It is not for me to lay down the means the Lord will use. He will use what means he pleases. There are means which he has appointed, and we should be found in those means. My friend, despise not means that the Lord has appointed. He will bless the preaching of the word. Oh, I would that he would bless it still in this place. For he hath been mindful of you. May he bless you still. May he bless the word. It'll come to this point, friends, where you'll have to ask it of God. You'll plead for his servant whom he has placed over you. I'm sure that with many of you here now, it was an exercise in his coming before you. As he has been here now, I believe these 6 years, he hath been mindful of you. My friends, cease not to pray for him. Bear him after the throne of grace. I don't say a few flattering words in the prayer meeting. My friend, get on your knees in the closet when no eye sees you but God, and there bear him before the Lord. Then, my friend, you may expect a blessing. He will bless us. Do you know what it is to come expecting a blessing? Lord, thou hast said it. If two of you are agreed touching anything, asking in my name, believing, it shall be done. He will bless us. Not only as a people, individually. Our friends, what do you know of this? A blessing individually. But the word here, he will bless us. Oh, would it please him to come to bless you abundantly, that as he has been mindful of you and done great things for you, he will bless you still. And my friend, what will it be? Why, it'll bring forth this fruit, as we have already mentioned, as the psalmist said in another place, then you will say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Yes, he will bless his people in time, and he will bless them to all eternity. He will bless us. Think of that portion that remains for the people of God. A blessing, my friend, that here they cannot fully enter into. A mansion in the skies. Here is the blessing that he has promised to his people. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He will bless us. My friend, never in heaven will there be a vacant throne. If he has gone to prepare a place for you, he will come again and receive you unto himself. Yes, here below, there will be times when you will experience the earnest of it. There will be realized by you assurance of that which lies before. I feel it very much, friends, that some don't like to hear these things spoken of. My friend, I feel it's a part of our religion. That the Lord does give to his dear people here, in some measure, assurance. Oh my Jesus, thou art mine, with all thy grace and power, I am now and shall be thine when time shall be no more. My friend, if that's ever been the language of your heart, you've known something of assurance. He will bless us. Oh, what blessings await the child of God. True, my friends, in heaven there will be no more suffering. There will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, for God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. But my friend, what will heaven be? To be where Jesus is. This will be heaven. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze on glory, but on my King of grace. Not on the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land. He will bless us. My friend, is there a looking forward to it? A longing to be there? Can you say tonight as we separate, my soul anticipates that day, would stretch her wings, would fly away to aid that song, a palm to bear the chief of sinners there. Amen.